First, we're going to dedicate the class to Michael Asher Ben Batia, who needs refuah, needs a refuah and a immediate refuah, speedy recovery. Nezad Hashem, Hashem should bless him with a complete refuah shlema bechol evarav v'shesa gidav, and should have a miracle immediately. So we're going to learn from the Noam Elimelech, first ma'amar in Parashat Ki Tisa. And it says, הנה כתבו מזה פעמים הרבה שהצדיק הרוצה להשפיע על העולם צריך לקשר ולאחד העולמות בייחוד שלם עד אין סוף ברוחו. We have mentioned many times that when the tzaddik wants to bring shefa into the world, an abundance into the world, he needs to connect and to bring unity between the worlds above and the worlds below. And we mentioned many times that when the Noam Elimelech is talking about a tzaddik, he's also referring about us. So when I want to bring an abundance on me, a shefa, a blessing, I need to do an action for that. And that action is to, first of all, connect between two worlds. That can be done through a mitzvah, that I take a physical object that has a spiritual meaning, and by participating and acting the mitzvah, I'm making a connection between the world below and the world above. The second thing that I need to do is called liyached, yichud, the unity. Is the same thing, the same idea. When I do a mitzvah, I unite something physical and something spiritual. And what is the effect from that? That I'm connecting the physical world to a very high spiritual level that is called Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite light of blessed He, the Master of the Universe. ועל ידי כוח ותיקון וייחוד הצדיק כזה, יכול גם הצדיק שאינו במדרגה זו, גם כן להמשיך השפעה לעולם הזה. And with this rectification, with this action of this yichud, of this unity that this person is doing, that person, even though he's not in a high level, you don't have to be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even if he's not in a high level, but the fact that he does that, still has the ability to bring down this abundance, this shefa, into this world. It says in the Torah, I will give whatever I will give. This is maybe one way of translating it. Rashi explains, Af she'eno hagun. Even if the person is not worthy, the Kadosh Baruch Hu still gives him. So very, very special midah, a certain attribute that we can learn from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in other words, even though you don't deserve it, I still give you. And since we want to resemble our Creator, then we have to do the same thing. Sometimes it's very easy for us to say, you know, that person is mean, he's rude, he's selfish, he's not grateful. I don't want to give him. I don't want to help that person. Then Hashem can say the same thing about many people. But Hashem still says, no. Even though I will still give. V'chanoti at asher achon. This isn't in a nice word saying, I will give you even though you not really deserve it. And you see wicked people, the Kadosh Baruch Hu still gives them life. They're still breathing as they're doing their wicked act. And some even more than that, that is mind-boggling, that a person will go against Hashem, and Hashem still will give him the ability to breathe, eat, live, think, and sustains him in this universe. This is a midah, this is an attribute that we have to learn, that when you do something for somebody, it's not because that somebody is deserve it or not. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it, because that's the right thing to do. It's very easy to come and say, that person doesn't deserve my time, or my money, or my patience, or whatever it is. ולכאורה נראה פשטה דיקרד להפך למישהו ראוי לחננו. And seemingly, it seems that one can look at it completely the other way around. If a person is not worthy to receive it, why would Hashem give it to him, or even a person? אך נראה לפי עניות דעתי, כך היא כוונת רשי ז"ל. This seems to me to my humble opinion that what Rashi meant, על ידי עושה נחת רוח וכן לבורא, ברוך הוא שמייחד ומקשר העולמות. The fact that I'm doing this action, I'm just causing happiness. He's using the word nachat ruach. Nachat ruach is that really is hard to really translate the word nachat. But nachat ruach is just that causing Hashem happiness. When I see somebody does something good and they go out of their way, it causes me some type of a happiness and a joy to see such a thing. So when the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that I am connecting worlds together and that I'm going out of my way to do an act, even though the person that I'm doing it for doesn't really deserve it, or beyond even doesn't really deserve it, is ungrateful or selfish or whatever it is, but I'm doing it for the sake of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not doing it to get gratitude here. When I do such a thing, and when the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem sees that I'm connecting worlds together, it's causing Hashem great nachat ruach, great happiness, great satisfaction. Al yadei koach ha-tzadik haze, ani achon af lemi she'eno agon. By the fact that I do such an act, that I go out of my way to do something to somebody that doesn't even deserve it, Hashem says, in the merit of that person, I will give also to somebody that doesn't deserve it. I will be merciful. Achon can also be translated as I will have mercy on somebody that doesn't really deserve it. So we're basically bringing into the world this energy, this shefa, this abundance into the world by my action. וזהו חן וכבוד ייתן השם. That's what it means, that the Kadosh Baruch gives grace, חן, and כבוד, and honor. פירוש בין על ידי צדיק שעושה חן וייחוד בעולמות, meaning that our Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be like me, but when you behave in such a way, it gives me the desire to continue to behaving also that way. And trust me, we need a lot of mercy from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. בין ילדי הצדיק שאינו במדרגה זו, אך הוא תמיד בתשובה ובידול לבורא ברוך הוא. The tzaddik, again, I reiterate it and repeat it all the time, because many people, when they hear the word tzaddik, they think the teaching is referring to the tzaddik האמת, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or any other of the great tzaddikim. Normally, Melech calls us tzaddikim. And he says, and when the person, doesn't matter if he's not in a high level. This is a term that is used a lot in the teachings. Hu lo b'madriga, he's not in a level. Because I sometimes can look at myself and say, who am I kidding? So what if I have a beard and I wear tzitzit? I'm not in a level of what I'm supposed to be. I still cheat and I still lie and I still say lashon hara and I still judge people and I still don't want to show up to all the minyanim and I still here and there miss a mitzvah and I'm not in a level, but nevertheless, he says here, you don't have to be in a level, as long as you constantly do tshuva. And the tshuva comes a big part of the tshuva, and that's what I keep repeating so many times, that this is, I think, a part that people miss. The tshuva, a big part of the tshuva is the confessing. Vidui labore baruch hu. Just confess to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we say three times a day, Ashamnu, Bagarnu, Gazalnu. Hashem says, I just need you to confess. Just be a man and come and say, I was wrong. That's the problem with many people. They're not willing to admit. Confess, admit, kind of the same way. As long as the person constantly does tshuva and he admits, very few people will come after a fight and tell the person they fought with, I'm sorry, you are right. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have acted like that. I'm sorry. This is called to confess, to admit. And this is the biggest part in the tshuva, is that you're willing to take responsibility. Most people don't take responsibility. You know, not to talk lashon hara about anybody, but when the Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam HaRishon, he told her, why did you sin? He told him, the woman you gave me, she caused me to sin. He went to Chava. Why did you sin? The Nachash, the snake, he came and seduced me. Just be a man and just say, I couldn't stand the temptation. I'm sorry. So that's what Hashem says. Just admit. Don't come and give me excuses right now. I'm not looking for excuses. Come and admit, and this is a big part of the tshuva. This is called vidui. And when a person holds himself in a level of tshuva, I'm not perfect, but at least do tshuva, and admit, the kadosh admits to who? To the kadosh b'chu, of course. And you go above that level, iten chen, iten Hashem hashpa v'tova l'olam. By the fact that I come and I just admit, that's when the kadosh b'chu brings this good shefa, this good blessing into the world. Lo yimna tov la'olchim batamim. A person that is going in a true, righteous, honest way, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will never prevent good. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm not looking for you to be a tzaddik, a real tzaddik. I know you're going to sin a lot. And you know why? There's a reason for that. Now we're in the parasha of the story of the golden calf, which comes a big question. How could such a big thing happen? So, Mezrat Hashem, we're going to have later on in the women's order today, a class going in depth, why is the sin? What's the root of the sin? Why Hashem allowed such a thing to happen? Because really, they were not looking to betray Hashem. They were looking to replace their leader because they thought they don't have a leader. They weren't looking to replace Hashem. It was only a very small group that came and took the opportunity to apply that into idol worship. And that group died. They were called Erev Rav. There were about 3,000 people and they died. But the nation, in a very innocent way, said, listen, we don't have a leader. It cannot make sense that a human being can be in the heavens for 40 days and 40 nights and survive that. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu died. We need a new leader. Why specifically a golden calf? Because at the time of Matan Torah, they were in a very high spiritual level. They saw God coming down on the mountain, and God ascended on a chariot. And the chariot was carried by a human, by an ox, by an eagle, and by a lion. These are the faces that they saw on the chariot. They all saw the chariot. It says very clearly, Mashe Shifcha Ra'ata Alayam, what a maidservant saw on the ocean, the prophet Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. So obviously they saw the chariot. And they said, okay, if on the chariot there's a face of a human, a face of an eagle, a face of a lion, and a face of a bull, then, you know, there's a much more deeper explanation. Now we don't have time for that. This will be addressed in a different class. But that's where they came, the face of the bull. There's another very deep explanation that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to pull up the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, he didn't know where the coffin is. And then Serach came and told him where it is. What Moshe Rabbeinu did, he took a piece of gold and he wrote on it in a combination of letters, Ale Shor, rise up, ox, because Yosef was called an ox. So he wrote on a piece of gold, Ale Shor, and he threw it into the water. Now there was a certain child, this is the Midrash explains, that unfortunately, in the time of Egypt, there was a lot of, it was a Holocaust there. So many times, they would take, the evil Egyptians, they would take a baby and would put it in the wall instead of a brick. When they didn't have enough bricks, they said, no problem, you didn't do your daily quota, and they took a baby. And one time, Moshe Rabbeinu went, and he saw a baby stuck in between the bricks. And the baby was dying. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take it, and he told Hashem, let me take this baby out. I can't see a baby in this wall. So Hashem answered to him a very harsh answer, and he told him, these babies are people who are going to grow up to be sinners. So they better be, they're going to be put to death now. Moshe Rabbeinu could not hold such a, he couldn't fathom such a thing, and he took the baby out. This baby, his name is Micha. This baby grew up to be an adult, and he saw Moshe Rabbeinu writing the holy names, Ale Shor, on the piece of gold, who then threw it into the water, and then the coffin of Yosef came up. Moshe was so occupied with the coffin, that with the coffin came back this gold piece. This kid Micha took it, and he later on was the one who threw it into the fire, and with some power of the holy names, since it said Ale Shor, come up, rise up, an ox, then that's where the calf came out of the fire. That's how it happened. I mean, they gathered all the jewelry, threw it in the fire. Aaron did it, and the calf came out. But nevertheless, and this is just a short version of the deep answer. But nevertheless, we see that in this week's parasha is the source of one of the hardest, most deepest sins in our nation. That up until today, we have to work and carry, rectify for that. And why is that? There's many different reasons, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to rise to the occasion. I want you to go above your level. And the sin of the golden calf was, so to say, a plot by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is called Nora Alila al Bnei Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the sin. Why? So we can do tshuva. To teach us for generations that anybody can do tshuva even from a severe sin. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, all I need you to do is to live in tshuva. Live in tshuva, admit to the sin that you did, and you'll be able to do tshuva. Not only that, the person that accepts the fact that he made a sin, but he still is willing to admit, and he's going in an innocent way by saying, yes, you know, I did a sin. Hashem says, I'm not going to prevent any good from a person that goes in a path of righteousness, of being honest, being true. ולהלוכים בתמים ונתינת טעם למה שלמעלה ממנו דמישום שהבורא ברוך הוא דרכו להטיב לכל. The fact that a person goes in a very righteous and innocent way, in an honest way, because that's the path of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu does good to him. And he doesn't prevent anything good from him. Hashem says, if you go in my path, I'm honest, I'm truthful, I'm righteous, I want you to be the same way. I know you're going to make mistakes, but that's irrelevant. As long as you know how to admit for the mistakes, then Hashem says, I'm not going to prevent anything good from you. ולהלוכים בתמים באיזה מדרגה שיהיה, רק שיהיה בתמימות. Doesn't matter what's your level. As long as you are doing it with an honest and pure heart. Tamim is a whole. Tamim is somebody that is whole. Hashem says, I know you're going to sin. I'm orchestrating these sins for you. A large portion of the sins that we do, it's not our fault. And you know what? You don't even get judged for that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, will plan the sin. And he will make sure that you fail. Why? To see how you react. To see if you're going to get up right away and say, okay, nothing happened, I'm going to do tshuva. To see if you're going to lose your temper and scream at everybody around you. To see if you're going to blame other people. To see if you're going to get upset. To see if you're going to continue sinning or if you're going to say, no, one is enough. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly testing our reactions. When a person is honest and innocent, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go in the exact same way with you. וזהו כי תישא את ראש. This is what it means in the parasha. You should carry the head of the nation. What does that mean? פירוש כי הוא לשון אשר שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אתה תישא את ראש, דהיינו עולמות נקראים ראש. Basically saying in other words, the Kadosh Baruch says, I want you to carry your head because the worlds, the spiritual worlds are called ראש. לפקודיהם, to count them. פירוש, the meaning is, כדי לפקוד לכל בני ישראל את ההשפעה להשפיע להם לפקדם בכל טוב. Is to count them, is that I should add and increase abundance, that I can give this abundance to everybody, by the fact that you are carrying the worlds above you. ותגרום שאף הצדיקים שאינם במדרגתך, רק ונתנו איש כופר נפשו. Doesn't matter the person what level they are. Doesn't matter if the person is a high level, a low level. As long as they do an action, it's called kofer nafsho. Give an atonement to your nefesh. What does that mean? Very simple. Shiyeh tamid b'tshuva. Just always do tshuva. Yes, you will fail. You will be placed in situations that you're going to be tested. But just do tshuva. That's one of the main reasons why the Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed this whole golden calf thing to happen. Because up until the golden calf, they were in the level of tzaddikim. They did tshuva before Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah. Then they had a near-death experience. The Kadosh Baruch Hu killed them all with his kindness. He just revealed himself to them, and their soul jumped out of their body. So they were able to get atonement through all the bad things that only death does. You know, when a person does Chilul Hashem, desecrating the name of Hashem, you can't do tshuva for that. I mean, you can do tshuva, but you're not going to get a kapara, an atonement for that. Only death does that. So they got that. Then they were placed back in their bodies, and they were reaching to a very high level, and they became all tzaddikim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want tzaddikim. I want Baalei Tshuva. Our sages say, "Bemakom shebaalei tshuva amdim tzaddikim burim enam yecholim lamod." In a place where the Baal Tshuva stands, a person that does tshuva then repents, a complete tzaddik cannot stand. Hashem says, I want Baalei Tshuva. I don't want tzaddikim. So he says, how am I going to do that? Let me make them sin. Let me make them sin, and first of all, let's see the reaction. And after that, they'll get hit so hard from the sin, and that will cause them to do a real deep and serious tshuva. This is the real essence behind the idea of the golden calf, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes me, because he says, now let's see if you're going to rise up above the sin and do tshuva. This is called kofer nafsho, that I give an atonement for my nefesh. This is basically that a person lives constantly in tshuva. Levakesh kapara u'mechila nafsho. Part of this, of the order of doing tshuva, is to ask Hashem, please forgive me. This is mechila, and give me kapara, give me an atonement for whatever I did. Forgive me for what I did. Gam hem yicholim lamshich hashpa al olam. And this is the ones. These are the ones who open the gates of abundance in Shamayim to bring down this shefa, this unbelievable abundance of blessing into the world. It's in the merit of the ones who know to admit. V'lo yeh v'hem negef, and they're not going to have any affliction or any disease. Bifkod otam, when you count them. And this is referring to counting the ones who are on the army of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mi ila Hashem elai. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, count the ones that are the real people. And from 7 billion people in the world, I don't know how many you can count that are the real deal, as they say. So even with Moshe Rabbeinu had to count to see, okay, who is on my side? And the ones that are on my side, nothing's going to hit them. Shelo yuchal shum kitrug lekatreg lehem. No persecution is going to be able to touch them. Bifkod otam, when they're all counted and when they're all in the camp of the nation. Haynu et Yisrael bashpa tova ve'amen. Meaning, referring to the nation of Israel, that they were under the shefa, the good abundance of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they cannot be touched under any persecution. In other words, saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you, it doesn't matter which level you are. I know that sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror and you're saying, Who am I kidding? I'm not any close to even what Hashem really wants me to be. And I did this and I did that. And the thing is that when it comes to the world, then it's very hard for me to admit. And I would pretend to the world that I'm perfectly fine. But when it's just me and myself, I do have these moments and I'm saying, who am I kidding? When I just lied to that person. Who am I kidding? I couldn't hold the Yetzer Hara in this situation. I'm kidding myself. And the Yetzer Hara rides on that. And he tells you, yeah, you're a loser. You're fake. You're pretending. So the point is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Don't feel that way. Even if you're in a very low level, that you think you're in a very low level, as long as you live in tshuva and you admit to your faults, then you're actually in a very high level because you're a Baal tshuva. And you know what? You'll do tshuva today. Tomorrow is going to be a new sin waiting for you. Only to see how you get up. Every Friday we read a very, very deep song, a deep meaning. The meaning of the song is very, very deep. Lecha Dodi, which is written by Rabbi Shlomo Elkabetz, that it's such an auspicious time. We learned last week that specifically When we say the verse Boy Kala, it's when we're receiving the first level of our nefesh, the extra nefesh that we receive on Erev Shabbat. This is when it happens, on Boy Kala. And in this specific song, there's a verse that says, Itna'ari me'afar kumi. Get up from the dirt, shake off all the dirt, and move on. Literally saying, move on. So you fell, nothing happened. Brush the dirt. How many times you fall, and you know, the shoe gets dirty, the pants get dirty, your jacket gets dirty. Just go like this. That's it, move on. You don't throw the jacket to the garbage because it got dirty. I mean, maybe some people do it, but most people don't. You get your pants dirty, or you don't throw the pants to the garbage because it got dirty. You clean it, and you move on. Same thing here. What, you give up because you made a little mistake? No, so what? So you made a little mistake. Brush it off. The brushing it off, that's the tshuva. Brush it off, move on. The Kadosh Baruch says, when you actually do that, that's when you really gain the level that what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for you to be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is something that we have to get out of our head. Hashem is not expecting me to be Rabbi Nachman from Breslev, or the Baal Shem Tov, or the Ben Ish Chai. Kadosh Baruch doesn't have these expectations. If He would, then He would create me in that level. But Hashem says, I didn't create you to be the next tzaddik of the generation. I created you to be a Baal Tshuva. And don't think this is a low level. This is a high level. That our sages say, yeah, accept the level from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the level of a Baal Tshuva is in one way greater than a tzaddik. Because the tzaddik doesn't have the temptation. There's a famous story that I heard a long time ago with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that there was a certain individual who used to attend a shul, and at some point the rabbi there was feeling that the member of the congregation is not showing up so much, is not behaving himself. He addressed, he said, what's going on? So he told him, listen, I love your shul, I love your teachings, I love everything, just that I have a little problem and I feel that you're not going to approve. So the rabbi tells him, what's the problem? He says, well, I'm dating a non-Jewish woman and I'm about to marry her. And I know you're not going to be happy with that. So the rabbi tells him, you're right, I am not happy with that. So long story short, he told him, I don't have an answer for you, but I do want you to think it over. And he says, listen, there's nothing to think over here. I'm going to marry her and that's it. And the rabbi told him, listen, I'm flying to New York very soon, and I'm going to see my rabbi, and I think you should come with me and ask his opinion. And he says, you think I'm going to go with you to ask your rabbi's opinion? And telling him that I married a non-Jewish woman, he says, listen, what are you going to lose? Anyways, long story short, he told him, I have a deal for you. If you come with me to meet my rabbi, then I will come to your wedding. Ooh. He says, all you need to do is come and talk to my rabbi. And he took this individual to the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Brooklyn. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to stand every Sunday in his shul. And they used to have a ceremony giving out the dollars, and people would just pass in the line and would get a blessing, would ask a question. So this individual comes and he tells him, I just wanted to tell you, sir, rabbi, that I'm about to marry a non-Jewish woman. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe tells him, I'm jealous of you. I envy you. What? He was expecting now to get a hammer in his head. He says, you envy me? He says, yes, because you were just given by God a ladder to jump up to a much higher level. And I'm jealous of you because I don't have this type of a ladder. You are in place now with a nisayon, with a test, that if you pass it, you're going to jump to a level that me, even in my level, I can't do that. It's your choice if you climb up on this ladder and you elevate yourself or not. And I'm jealous of you because I don't have such a ladder. And that's it. That's what he told him. Straight out. Simple as that. And an hour later, he comes back and says, you know what? I thought about it. I'm canceling the wedding. So the point is that Hashem constantly gives us ladders to climb up. We are the ones who think that we're in a low level. And why should I bother? Why should I try? Why should I come to the minyan? Anyways, my prayers are worthless. Why should I do this? I did that. Why should I behave like I'm an observant individual and yesterday I did such a sin? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I just gave you a ladder to jump up. And if you're able to rise above the situation, above your level, you're able to brush off the dirt and you're willing to admit. It's all about admitting by saying, yes, I made a mistake. Once you admit, you jump to that level that is much higher than what you would expect. And that is what allows you to rise to the level that no persecution can actually touch you. Nothing evil can do anything to you. Because you came and you admit, and I said, yes, I made a mistake, and I'm doing tshuva. And next time I'm going to try harder not to fall. I'm going to try harder not to fail. And it's the merit of these people, the Kadosh Baruch Hu calls them tzaddikim, that Hashem says, ah, when I see you behaving in that way, it makes me want to behave more in that way. That's why we're able to bring such mercy and kindness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which trust me, we need a lot of it. So Bezrat Hashem, we need to take from that we are being counted. Who's in the minyan? Who's in the minyan that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that is willing to be carrying their head up? V'tisa ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael. Carry your head up, because the head is carrying the worlds above me. And the ones who are able to do that are participating in the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in that merit, I will bless not only your nation, the entire world. Mezrat Hashem, we should take from that a very simple explanation, a very deep teaching, how my actions are so huge, and every action that I do is affecting the entire universe. And the most important thing to remember from that is that everything that I do, I mean, positive or negative, there's always the option of doing tshuva, of repenting and correcting the bad thing that I did. It can be between me and Hashem, it can be between me and my friend, that I said the wrong word and I made him upset. Come and say, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I said something wrong to my wife, come and admit, I shouldn't have said that, I was wrong. Please, I apologize. And there's no...
Even if you weren't wrong, you still say that with your wife.
Yeah, if you're smart, then even when you're not wrong, you can tell your wife, I'm sorry. But the greater person knows how to admit. And Bezrat Hashem, when we know how to bring ourselves to that level, then we bring on ourselves an abundance of blessings. That's where Hashem says, I will do the exact same to you and to everybody else. Which takes us to the beginning of what we say. When I do things to people, it's not to get that people's gratification or gratitude or their approval. When I'm helping another person, it's not because I'm expecting something back or that person would be grateful. Most cases, you help somebody, they don't care. They don't say thank you. They complain. You didn't do enough. But you're doing it for the sake of the actual action of the help, not the person itself. If you would have to do it for the person, you wouldn't have any motivation to do it to the person. You're doing it for the mitzvah, for the actual action. Whether the person acknowledges your act or is grateful for the act, that's his issue. He's not grateful, that's his problem, not your problem. You did the act. So it has to teach us that it's all about being truthful and being true to the cause and carrying yourself in an honest way. It's not about what the world says about you. It's about doing the right thing. And trust me, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees every act, every thought, and is looking for the heart, for the intention, how pure it is and how real it is, and when there's no agenda there. Bezrat Hashem, we should be one of these people in the group that are counted to be the real people, the anshei emet, the people of truth, that they do the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of doing what needs to be done, and not for any gratification or reward or anything of that matter. Bezrat Hashem, we should have a peaceful week and a week of high spirits, week of tshuva. Purim is a very auspicious time to do tshuva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is very accepting our tshuva. And the result, if the tshuva is in a very high level, the result is v'nahafochu, turns around. Everything that was bad turns into good. Everything that was evil will turn to good. Everything that was in a failure turns to a success. Mezrat Hashem, we should merit to see only good things in our life.